guest today on Book Notes is Eric D. Goodman, who has just come out with his newest book, Setting the Family Free. Lovely to have you to talk about this, Eric. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Judith. It's a pleasure.
So one of the reviews that I read describes this as both a fast-paced disaster thriller and philosophical meditation on the intrinsic value of all living things. And certainly this opens up a conversation about our relationship with animals as we start to have a different idea, I think, about animal intelligence. Mm-hmm. What is so fascinating is the multifaceted way you have approached this. So it's told from so many different perspectives and using so many different techniques.
Yes.
Tell me about your writerly decisions as you were going through the process of writing it this way.
Sure. So, of course, the main story is about the release of these animals into a community. So there's the plot element, but in the storytelling, I was really fascinated with the concept of a story existing differently for different people. We see this all the time in news stories. I think people tend to, including myself, catch a 3-minute broadcast and think we know the story, but it's so much deeper than that whenever you see it from the perspective of the people involved. And so I wanted to kind of explore this one story through multiple lenses and using different methods like sound bites from interviews and news broadcast transcriptions and article excerpts and things like that. And also there's some animal point of view in the book as well. So yeah, it's one linear story, but from many different points of view.
So then it doesn't have a central protagonist.
Right.
And so how, if we didn't have that one particular person to relate to and empathize
sure.
with, how do you pull the reader in?
Most of the stories, even though they're seen from these different points of view, they all center around the same subject, and that's the release of these animals into the community. So some people might be more focused on the person who set them free and what his motivation was. Other people are hunting the animals down and trying to prevent animal attacks. So there's not a central one person that it centers around, but they all are centered around the same activity or the same situation.
And then, of course, all of those viewpoints, I mean, one feels an empathy for the animals being hunted down.
Yes.
But also you have to protect the community and the people who are affected by it.
Right.
So there's also that complexity of that argument.
Sure, yeah. And I think that's one thing that I tried to do with this was to make sure that I didn't demonize or glorify anyone exclusively. So to one person, the person who releases the animals might appear to be just pure evil. To another person, he's showing his love to them the best way he can. So I think having these different points of view and not having one central person to root for, it allows you to not only pick who you choose to empathize with, but hopefully readers will empathize with everyone, or at least come to an understanding of why they did what they did or why they feel the way they feel.
This is Setting the Family Free, the family being these wild animals let out into a rural Ohio neighborhood. And this has been published by Loyola University's Apprentice House Press, and it's the latest book from Eric D. Goodman. You can find out more at Eric's website, which is ericdgoodman.com. Thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Judith.